Okay, so you're learning from the writings of the Ari, Shaar Kavanot, the first Drush. This is in our Passover booklet, page 225, and I truly recommend, if you haven't, you don't have this booklet, you should have it. Anyone can acquire this. You can receive it by mail, right? Call you. Did we publish this somewhere? How much does this cost? 20 shekels. Okay, good. It's worth it, because all the material for Pesach is all in this booklet.
You can also send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, we are in the writings of the Ari, Gate of Intentions, Shaar HaKavanot, first portion about the matter of Passover and the Exodus of Egypt. First portion. The first generations, the generation of Enos and the generation of dispute, departed the divinity above to the seventh firmament because of their iniquities. Israel of that generation of the enslavement to Egypt were the carry sparks which the first Adam elicited in 130 years until Shet was born. And then they came in the incarnation of the generation of the flood, and therefore they used to destroy their sperm on the earth like the root they were made and carved from until they were destroyed.
This means that they were all doing actions of receiving in order to receive, and went onward with that, extended this as complete evil. This is Israel of the generation of a slave and of Egypt. And with Adam Rishon during these 130 years until Shet was born. Then there was the incarnation of the generation of the flood. They extended more receiving, shattering with all the vessels. Yes.
And this is as written, and the Lord saw that the evil of men in the land was great. The nocturnal carry is called evil, and the generation was evil, as written, I shall destroy men that I have created, Adam HaRishon, which was created by the Creator Himself and His sparks. And then, they incarnated to the generation of Plaga, the generation of dispute, and the Creator came down to see the city and the tower that people have built, and they are called Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, because these were the drops of nocturnal, male without female, and they continued sinning, rebelling against the upper one, but not because of destroying the sperm like in the generation of the flood. The souls as gold, when you pull it out, it is filled with waste, until the jeweler cleanses it, until all the waste is separated and you see the gold. So are the souls. In the sin of Adam HaRishon, good was mixed with evil, and especially in the sparks of nocturnal that Adam HaRishon begat in 130 years. The sparks of Keri, sparks of nocturnal, are important and sacred. Only they are mixed with the klipot and needs to be sorted out and corrected.
When you want to receive the light, and then you receive it in order to receive, so there's a seemingly flaw in the lights. So they depart, and so the kli is shattered. If the kli and the will to receive in order to receive, but it is not used, so on the one side, you can't see its corruption that it receives in order to receive. When it receives in order to receive, it's connected to the light that is in order to bestow, but you don't see it, so it's written as a corruption. Now this kli is in impurity. This is the difference. A vessel being used, not being used, or being used in order to receive. It's connected to the light. It has reshimo, receiving in order to receive. There's a light that stands before him and expects it to correct himself and to receive in order to bestow. These are the changes already. So what turns out from this? Until all the vessels are not completely shattered, so that they're all trying to receive in order to bestow, and receiving in order to receive, the lights will depart and the kli will be impressed of this, which is called chokhmah, so correction cannot be begun. This is why Avraham asked, how will I know that I will possess it? How will you discover these lights? You must be in exile for 400 years. And then you will discover all the evil in action, because you will want to receive in order to bestow, and you will receive in order to receive. Then you will feel Pao governing you in each and every step. Meaning, I am about to do some nice action for the group, for friends, for dissemination, for something. I received such an awakening that I'm with the wings. I'm coming to the place. I'm doing everything. Nothing is for myself. I can't even feel myself. I'm floating in the air. After finishing this work, I discover I did it all out of what? Out of me enjoying, I'm so great, I'm so respectable, etc. Meaning, this is what I discover, to what extent I am under the domain of Paro. And this is good, because until we go through such states, we won't be shattered, the vessels, the lights won't be... They won't be organized in such a way. The kli must be with the impression of, in order to receive, in the light that should have been in him and illuminated out of equivalence of form. So now he receives the reshimo, the roshim, the impression from the broken vessels. This is the preparation that without Egypt you can't begin to correct. Therefore, only after 400 years, when everything is shattered, you have nothing to do, 49 gates of impurity, until almost the 50th gate, and then we are ready for the corrections. Then you're disconnected from all the evil desire in order to receive, that tried it all in order to receive. This is called destruction of the sperm and so forth. Then you are ready to begin the corrections, because there is a shimo from each and every shattering, the light versus the shattered kli, and then you can have the scrutinies, ask for the light that reforms and connect correctly the kli being corrected with the light in front of it, that they will be connected, both of them. This is how it goes. Is this clear? Yes. Well, let the carpenter work.
And this is the work of Egypt?
Yes. The work of Egypt is to discover how much we are under the domain of our ego, of Pharaoh. But each time you want to do the correct action, the sacred action, meaning you're about to connect to the group, to the teacher, to the books, with all the actions, with dissemination, you're working in devotion on the corrections, and it turns out that instead of building something in order to bestow to the Creator, you're building it to Pharaoh. This is a matter of Pitom and Ramses.
Because before we're saying that we do all the corrections before the Exodus. These are the scrutinies, not the corrections themselves. The corrections are after the Exodus.
Yes, you can also say this is in the path of corrections, but in the meantime it's corruption. Discovering corruption is also a correction. When you bring the car to the garage, sometimes you only pay for them to tell you what the problem is, because this is in the right path for correction, for fixing the car, when he discovers what's wrong with it.
In that state, do you know the Upper One and you only discover that you want him for yourself?
If you need to run away from Egypt, you don't agree with Egypt, you truly are willing to destroy this whole construction of Egypt inside yourself, you are getting closer to discover the Creator. But what is this revelation? Like the burning bush. Like Moses with the burning bush. He begins to see there is something eternal, upper, which is in his heart, the depth of his heart, and it becomes for him a directioning towards the exit. What's the difference between Moses with Paro, Yitro, all these different, between Moshe and Paro and Yitro, all these different states? He's not against Paro. He killed the Egyptians over there, but it's not yet, a person doesn't feel yet that he is in the face or the posterior with the Creator. Because he is constantly working with the Creator, but once it's as Paro and once it's as the Creator. How should I put it? Well, let's say like this. Just understand this correctly. It makes no difference for me. Who do I work with, Paro or the Creator? It's the same upper force that is behaving with me according to my kelim, my vessels. Uncorrected vessels are revealed as Paro, corrected vessels are revealed as the Creator, but actually it's the same force. It's only in a manner that it changes itself from good to bad or from bad to good, and by that it builds in me the discernments by which I can begin to correct my vessels, have corrections in my vessels to enter a new dimension of existence. What's wrong with you? Well, Tzvika, we should... Yes.
And when there is a disclosure, a revelation of the creature to the Creator, there is no Pharaoh anymore?
Come again?
When the Creator is revealed to the creature, he's working with two forces, so he doesn't have Pharaoh anymore? He doesn't have Pharaoh inside anymore? This is the end of correction already? He revealed the Creator, so Pharaoh is gone now?
Who discovered?
The creature, he discovered the Creator.
When?
After the Machsom. He discovered the Creator. He revealed the Creator.
No, what revelation is there?
He revealed the Creator.
No. No. It's written, from your deeds shall we know you. What deeds do you have after the Machsom that from which you discover the Creator? You discover the upper force, your dependency that He governs you, you depend on Him, but it's not recognition yet. You should go through a large number of actions that He is performing on you. I was evil, and He bestowed upon me, and He made something good out of me. So who, between this evil and good that I went through, and I'm observing the world, from the evil which I am. And then I observe the world out of the goodness where I am. And the difference between good and bad. And in all these different manners, thoughts, and desires, out of this I learn who is the Creator. Because He created this. He did this. Out of this I start to know Him. This is from your deeds shall we know you. But after the Machsom, this is nothing yet.
So what does it mean, a Kabbalist who falls down, who descends?
A Kabbalist falling down or descends, meaning This means he entered a burdening of the heart. He has an additional will to receive. He is no longer in the quality of bestowal that governs him, rather the quality of reception. It governs him. He knows this. He feels this. And according to what he's able, to the extent that he prepared himself, he goes on with his work. This is a Kabbalist who descends. He bows his head down. He agrees to what's happening. He knows it's for his own good. And he goes on under the conditions that appear now in him and around him. This is the work. Well,
fine, but he fell down.
Yes, he appreciates this state not less than the ascent.
Very old, but this is considered feral, like when Rabbi Shimon fell to the market. He disconnects from the creators in sex. What does it mean that he's down there?
So your question is, when does he determine that his state is under the control of Paro?
Exactly so.
So ask it in this way. When? When he, listen up, first of all, he holds the Creator in his hands. Yes? Like a small Moshe by the great Creator. You're not allowed to depict it in such a way, but let's say. And then he sees that Paro is coming and wants to govern him. I can't say that I'm under the domain of Paro if I am not, at least to some extent, holding on to the Creator. Otherwise, how can I recognize that this is Paro and I'm under his domain? Ask people on the street, are they under the domain of Paro? Well, what are you talking about? What Paro? What do you want from me? This is that's the way I was born. Okay, the Creator made me this way. Okay, or my parents. That's the way I'm from nature. What Paro? Why are you talking about Paro? You have to have something compared versus that. Well, quickly.
So I'm telling you, Rabbi Shimon, I'm taking him as an example. When Rabbi Shimon fell down to the market, so he feels that the Creator actually left him. He's down there.
He feels that the Creator put him into a degree called Shimon from the market.
So how should he relate to the Creator at that moment? What does he say? You left me and now, what, that's it? Or you will surely save me?
Are you listening to what you're saying? I belong to the Creator. I know Him. I'm connected to Him. And I'm telling Him, you left me. Do you understand the state which he is at? Don't you envy him? Being in such a state. He's telling the Creator, you left me. You throw me to the market, meaning he's connected to the Creator, even though Paro governs him. At the same time, he's connected. Otherwise, how will he... And it's on the contrary also. How could he say Paro governs him if he's not connected to the Creator? Because one versus the other, he checks, he examines, he weighs. May it be so that we had this. Shimon from the market is a great degree. When does he feel this? Before rising to the end of correction. Maybe it's good to be just like that, Shimon in the market. But
Dima from Moscow is asking, you said before that without the mutual guarantee between us, we don't discover Pharaoh. How can there be a vote in Egypt? Doesn't it only happen in the revelation of Mount Sinai?
You are correct. That we don't understand this story. Basically, about Arvut, connection, Abraham taught these Babylonians who came with him to the land of Canaan. All his work with them was to teach them great mercy, chesed, up until love. Mercy is don't do to your friend what is hated upon you, but later it turns out to be actual bestowal, which is love thy friend as yourself. How can you do this without avot? You can't do this. Of course not, because it's one family called the house of Avraham. We're all connected. 5,000? Okay, 5,000 people, but we're all connected. This is how we exited Babylon. But with what coarseness did we exit? What did Avraham ask? If you reveal this light of Insof to me, that I'm asking you, how will they, meaning the souls, we're not talking about people, the bodies, rather, how will these pure souls, how will they be able to receive all this light? How? You're taking babies and you're opening up some tremendous things before them. How? You must help them grow. You must teach them. They should grow with their ego, their will to receive, cruel, to want many things. And then they will be prepared to feel the depth of the nature of creation. Let's say you want a person to listen to music, just like Bala Sulam writes in a letter that the king prepared musicians and painters to his child, and when this child grew, he can't do anything. You have to grow him in such a way that he will be able to listen to some great symphony, a great concert, to the theater, to see Shakespeare or something. How? He must go different states, good and bad. Otherwise, how will he discern? He will look at the stage like a baby or like a dog, and that's it. He must go through all these things. All these things must be impressed inside him. This is what Avraham is asking. Where is the impression from minus of infinity of the light, minus and sof, and plus and sof, in all the discernments of man that they will have from your light? If you place the light as good, and the Creator saw the light as good, they should accept this, so they must be impressed of all the things opposite the light as well, and the light as well, and so they'll have the minus and plus of these two polars, and then they will be able, they will be ready to feel this state you prepared for them. This is his question. How will they take these vessels to be so diverse, so disassembled, crumbs of each and every detail in them, so that everything is felt deeply, so that they feel the whole depth of light, the intensity of light, the love of the Creator? This is why they told him, don't worry, I'll put you into Egypt, you will exit it with great property. That's it, because you can't do it in any other way. Now the question lies, you're asking, someone asked over there, so how would they advance up until the exit, the exodus from Egypt? We speak of Arvut only after Egypt. These degrees are the degrees of the forefathers. There are forefathers, the children, and Israel. And we are in the last degree. This is the degree of the forefathers. They don't have the Torah yet. As it is written that out of the pure vessels, this is how they felt that was in the air. That's how it happens. This is how we should behave. That's why there was no Torah, not written, and not in such a way that it was in the days of Moshe. Rather, just as Avraham taught them, it was enough. It was sufficient. Because the pure vessels were revealed, and they didn't have to go through a lot of efforts to discover the correction. They didn't have to have Arvut or Torah or difficult and hard scrutinies. Pure kelim, pure vessels. This is why Avraham asked, And that's why after Egypt, when you entered into the whole depth of the evil inclination versus the light, so now you can scrutinize this, only then it turns out that you're able, by avot and by constructing the society, the group, only then you may discover the depth of the light that reforms. I've created the evil inclination. What evil inclination is there in the generations from Adam until Avraham, and from Avraham till Moshe? The evil inclination is revealed in the plagues of Egypt. That's the true one. Yes.
I'll try to be accurate in the question. I think he is asking about us, not the story. He's asking how can we be in mutual guarantee before the exodus from Egypt. I think this is what he meant.
We should yearn to this. Of course we won't be, but we yearn this. You must yearn. How do you exit Egypt if you don't yearn to exit Egypt? Yes.
So, is there a mutual guarantee before the exodus from Egypt?
You must build your yearning, but Paro will certainly won't let you do this. But you must yearn this. And your yearning builds the kli, the deficiency, for Arvut. And then you reach Mount Sinai and you understand what you're missing. Yes.
Can it be said that a person himself reaches the first point where he comes to Pharaoh, he determines that, he feels that he is with the Creator to a certain degree, and then he can look at the state of come to Pharaoh. He determines that for himself because he feels that situation.
It all is inside a person.
Yeah. But we reach states of different degrees. We reach sufferings. We discover our ego, which we don't really like. But we come to that point where the Creator tells you, come to Pharaoh. You determine all that.
You feel this. You feel one force, which is a force of bestowal. Don't say the Creator. I don't know. I don't understand this word. I discover I have a force of bestowal and I have a force of reception. With the force of bestowal, I feel the urge to turn to the force of reception and to arrange it correctly.
Meaning, until we don't reach that inner feeling, you're not in come to Pharaoh. You're going through things.
It's all internal feeling. Except for that, there's nothing. This is what we're speaking about all the time.
And as time passes, afterward, you see the distances, the extremes. One time you're here, another time you're there.
That's right. There's greater distance between them.
Until you see the entire creation.
The entire creation.
Which is Shimon from the market before the end of correction. Something of the sort, right?
Yeah. So, okay, something like that. Okay, we're moving on to the third part of the lesson. This is also the writings of Rabash. Oh, song maybe before.
And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
All right.
במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב השמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג תכונת הבינה אלינו תשיב יוצא השפעה כמוך נגיב אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים נעשה לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים Stop.